This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is up to an old Republican trick, slashing funds for education. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, cutting the budget for education is unilateral disarmament in the battle for the future. Yet the administration's reactionary budget calls for $2 billion more for Star Wars next year and $2 billion less for student aid. Dollar signs are being nailed above the door of every college in America, Bob. Rising costs are pricing higher education out of reach of millions of students. The federal government is spending 16% less for education today, adjusted for inflation, than we were spending in 1980, and we would be spending 31% less if Congress had accepted the administration's latest cut. Spending on education is an investment in people and an investment in the future. You budget slashers have got it wrong again, Bob. By spending for education, we are adding to our assets, not adding to the debt.
Ted, you're spending too much time watching yourself on instant replays now that the Senate is on TV. We just passed a higher education bill that would spend $1 billion more on higher education. So where is the budget slashing? No, the Senate didn't cut as much as the administration wants, but we did save the taxpayers' money compared with your liberal friends in the House. Ted, have you forgotten about the huge federal deficit? If you're really worried about investing in our future generations, how about investing a little in deficit reduction? Our listeners were thrilled when you came out for the line item veto and the Graham-Rudman balanced budget law. But by now, they've caught on. You'll vote for spending reduction in the abstract, but won't vote to support any real spending cuts. Our listeners are too smart, Ted, to fall for that trick. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Marxists in Nicaragua have tubed the peace talks. I told you so, Ted, as you'll hear tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.